Matt Stringer is the chief executive of RNIB, and we catch up each week to bring you some of the big news stories coming from the charity. So a few topics to get straight into. Quite a serious topic we have spoken about over the past year or so was the statutory inquiry which RNIB was under. Has that come to fruition now?
Your listeners will know we've been under particular regulatory oversight by the Charity Commission through the statutory inquiry, which was initiated on the back of findings out of our management of the RNIB Pairs Centre in Coventry, both a home and a school. And without going over all the old ground from 3+ years ago, clearly what the Charity Commission found with other regulators was a set of challenges for the RNIB and how we were running those establishments. We've been working, you know, very closely with the Charity Commission and other regulators since that, which was in 2018. And the organisation has been through a raft of change over 2 years to address those challenges. You know, we've got a new chair, got pretty much a new board of trustees, bar one, and we have invested heavily in our capability around safeguarding, around governance, around compliance, around risk management, to make sure we're a well-run organisation that's addressing not only the challenges that we have seen through this report, but setting ourselves up to be a well-run organisation for the future. And, you know, the good news this week is that after an audit phase this spring, where the Charity Commission used external auditors to check that all the changes we'd made last year had really sort of stuck, which we got a very positive report out of those two auditors, I'm delighted that we've just received a letter from the Charity Commission, which fundamentally removes us from special regulatory oversight and moves us back to a sort of business as usual relationship with the Charity Commission. So in essence, being out of the statutory inquiry, that has now closed, we're finished, and we can move forward, make the organisation better, because the Charity Commission would recognise that we made all the appropriate changes, they've stuck, and we're in a much better place. So a very important week for us, Alan, and not a week actually to be sort of triumphalist or pleased with ourselves. You know, this was, you know, a challenging time for the RNIB, one we had to weather, one we had to be very honest about opening up to the problems that were inherent in the organisation and fix them, frankly. And so, you know, I wish it hadn't happened, but it did. And you know, those of us who've arrived in the organisation in the last couple of years have had to work on fixing it, which we've done. And I'm just pleased that we're out of it and the organisation can now go forwards and really focus completely on delivering for blind and partially sighted people.
Health and social care has obviously been to the fore as well over the past while across the UK. And RNIB has been involved with other charities voicing concerns around social care to the government.
Clearly, with an ageing population and with just the ongoing and thereby growing need to provide social care, it is a problem that doesn't go away and it gets greater, and there are no easy answers. Most governments of the last 10, 15 years have sort of kicked it into the long grass because it's just been too difficult, and there's been other distractions over that time, Brexit and COVID and, you know, austerity. And, you know, certainly Boris, when he took over as Prime Minister, when he won the election actually in December 2019, stood on the steps of Downing Street and said, you know, now is the time to fix social care. But here we are, the better part of sort of 2 years later, year and a half later, and nothing has been done. We're one of 50 charities who've written a letter to Prime Minister, which is called Keep Your Promise, Boris. And it's basically saying, you know, now is the time to fix it. It's never going to get easy. It's never going to be, you know, get better in itself. At some point, we have to grasp the nettle and work out how we are going to pay for social care. And we know ourselves as RNIB, and we know in the charity circles we move, the Disability Charity Consortium, I'll work with other BI charity partners, that there's a broad swathe of people who need this fixing. Older people, disabled people, people who are visually impaired. I'm sure many would have their own personal experiences of this. It is a broad issue that affects, you know, not only people who are looking to charities for support, but other families who are just finding it economically very challenging and finding the care aspect very challenging to manage, as I say, an increasingly sort of elderly demographic in the UK. So, you know, we're one of 50 charities who's put our name to this. You can find it all over social media. It's hashtag Keep Your Promise, Boris. There's a very good sort of 2-minute video which actually shows all the claims Boris and the government have made about fixing this. And it's a reminder to government that this can't just be ignored and kicked into the long grass.
It reminds me a bit of habilitation and rehabilitation. You know, we expect sort of government councils to take care of us in that respect, but it tends to be the charities that really do pick up a lot of the slack, if you like.
Well, that's right. I mean, we know in our particular sector that because of aging population, more people develop sight loss and therefore fall into the category who need some sort of social care. That's a big issue that we have to contend with on a day-to-day basis and not, leave people to a relatively thin life. And so, charities are at the forefront of this, which is why there's 50 of us who club together to sign this letter to hopefully remind the Prime Minister that this is an important issue. And as COVID lockdown starts to sort of, be released and the country can move back to start address some of the more underlying challenges that we've had, this is one that doesn't get ignored.
One topic to finish on, Matt, it's money once again, but probably a nicer story about money to chat about as the Bank of England releases its new accessible £50 note.
Yeah, that's right. We have a very positive relationship with the Bank of England and we've worked with them on new currency coming into circulation over the last few years. The £20 note most recently, but we're delighted on the birthday of Alan Turing, who's featured on the £50 note and also very aptly during Pride Month, that the Bank of England has released a new £50 note with Turing on it. And our input to that is to ensure it is a tactile note with four raised dots. So, those blind and partially sighted people will be able to, through touch, differentiate and understand and recognise what it is. And just to remind people, the £20 note has three raised dots and the £10 note has two raised dots. And the £5 note has no dots because it's a £5 note because there are no dots on it. So, the £50 note is the final note in the set, if you like. I'm very pleased, personally. Turing, I think, is one of those people who is being quite rightly recognised properly now for his contribution through the Second World War and to everything that went on at Bletchley Park in terms of, decoding Enigma and other German codes with a variety of clever people. And he was very crudely treated by the country in the years after. And I was pleased to see there's a bench with a statue of Turing in Manchester, which is where he served at university for a long time after the war. And a lot of people had put flowers around his statue, actually, to sort of recognise his birthday. And clearly the coincidence of the £50 note being sort of put into circulation by the Bank of England.
Well, if they ever look to do the £100 note, I've said I'm quite happy to help out with that if they want me to try any of the samples and make sure they're okay.
We need to get past the moths in your wallet, Alan, I think we've...
On that note, so to speak, if you'd like any information on any of the topics we've been chatting about today, if you are blind or partially sighted or know someone who is, then RNIB has a host of services for you. Do have a look on the website, lots for you there, rnib.org.uk. Our friendly helpline staff are there as well on 0303 123 9999, and you can ask your Amazon Echo device to call RNIB helpline. Matt, great chatting once again. We'll catch up next week.
Thank you very much, Alan. My pleasure.